He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I okay. need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Dad, Mother, Evan.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. What's going on out there, everybody? Steiny and Guru with you on a Thursday. Just for more information. No Evan today, so we got Ken sitting in.
Yeah, a little under the
producer's
weather.
Wow. Chair.
Get better.
Yeah. Tonight we got 49ers Chargers down in L.A. And we're going to see some starters play, Guru, it looks like. Purdy's going to play at least a series.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We'll find out who else. And, you know, inching closer to the regular season.
Man, and your boys juiced, Steiny, just like the juice they brought in from Jamba Juice. Shout out Odyssey. I got a mango one. You had one. Nobody cares. But the bottom line, Steiny, is football's almost here. And you didn't ask, but I'll share with you all. I'm looking forward to see the timing between Purdy and hopefully we see Stribling out there and the other receivers. I don't expect Mike Evans to play. I get it. But just where they're at with timing, because one big component nobody's talking about, and I know it's football, throw, catch it. But, man, his four targets when healthy are going to be obviously Kittle. But Christian Kirk, Debo, a year removed from not being here, Mike Evans, and the youngster Stribling. So I can't wait to see how that pans out. But, Steiny, I got a heavy heart, man.
Why?
The Valkyries lost to Minnesota, and they got a problem.
They're not in their league.
Man. But they could see them in the offs, and maybe the
and
Aces
maybe
would bump off Minnesota before they got to the eight to you know, Golden State if we take care of our business. But, man.
Well,
it was crunk in there, though.
Yeah. Listen, you know, the Valkyries, we can talk Valkyries, but I almost feel like before we talk Valkyries, we got to talk about how we're going to talk about the Valkyries. I mean, to me, you know, they've played, what, 65 games in their entire franchise existence. They're clearly ahead of schedule.
Right.
They are going to make the playoffs two consecutive years. They're going to be a pretty high seed this year.
Number two right now.
And what else could be equally true is they're not a title contender. They're just not. And that's okay. So I'll be happy to talk Valkyries. They're defensively, they're terrific. They play hard. They do all those kind of things, but they need more talented players on offense because, like,
just post presence, just a little bit more.
Like
Collier was just, we had no answer for her.
Yeah, well, she's good, and so's Miles. Like, and you know, you can play. You can't win a title if you're just a defensive team.
Right.
You just can't.
No doubt.
And they need more players on offense because
they had Gabby on lock a little bit and she got hot late.
If you're just a defensive team, teams that have talent offensively are eventually going to be able to break through.
Yeah.
But if you don't have offensive players and the other team's a good defensive team, you're going to struggle. And so we're seeing some of the limitations of the Valkyries. But again, like, it doesn't take away from where they're at and what they're building. You know, we make a joke about how apparently Lacob told Nikasi she's got 5 years. Well, she's sitting pretty then.
Right, yeah.
And so are the Valkyries. But what you see is, you know, just like in any sport, there's levels. And the Valkyries are a little undersized. They're a little undermanned. And they just don't have enough pedigree on offense.
Right.
So,
but it still maintains the excitement.
Yeah,
you know, come playoff time, and maybe you get a chance to battle with Minnesota. You know, but I hear everything you're putting down, man.
Yeah, no. Guy saying, I thought offense wins games, but defense wins championships. Defense alone does not win championships.
Right.
But there's never been a lousy defensive team that's won a championship. So, yes, do they have a defense that can compete with anybody? Absolutely. But you got to score points, especially in this day and age of basketball, whether it's WNBA or the NBA. So,
Sandra Lassini, if I'm saying that correctly,
well,
and Gavin Williams, Donnie, they, you know, good defense beats good offense, and they were 7-for-30 combined. But they tried to make a run for it, but outscored them in the fourth. But the bottom line is I could see
right. Miles
why they're
hurt, right? Miles got hurt, yeah, though, yeah, late yeah. in the third.
She's good, man. They got a good team. McBride, they got some guys, some gals, you know?
Yeah. Who's got a more realistic chance at winning a championship, the Valkyries or the Niners? Yeah.
Yeah, look at my man. I'm going to say the Valkyries.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's not a lot. And again, the Aces, they're out there and we're ahead of them. But the bottom line is, yeah, we got a Minnesota problem. Could the Valkyries do what McVay did to Kyle, you know, where Kyle had his number in the regular season and the playoffs come and bam. But bottom line is, it's not the opponent for the Niners, partner. It's just the health. And I know you can say, Guru, come on. That's like saying the sun's coming up tomorrow morning. But this Niner team, where they're at, their age, this trek and journey that they've been on, the chances that they had, and they've been the team. But now health is the biggest question mark. I've never, real quick before I throw it back to you, Stoney, I've never come into a season, and I'm being real with this one, under Kyle to where I really don't know which way the season can go. Like, that's how I'm feeling. You know, if you tell me with a crystal ball they're going to be healthy, then I can see them making some noise. But then if the wrong guy or guys go down, then I could see, maybe it's not so great. So that's why I'm excited just about tonight. We're not going to find anything out, but we get to see Brock get a couple reps in and the others. But, man, Stoney, this is – I would answer the Valkyries. What would your answer be?
The 49ers. And it's because I look at that team, and, yes, they're old, and I can't stand old teams, but – the reality of the situation is they have players on their team who have gotten to the Super Bowl, and they've got players on their team who have won it at almost the highest level. And so if the 49ers have everything fall into place this year and they don't suffer any significant injuries or they make it through the year mostly healthy, then, yes, I think they're a playoff team. And in the NFL, once you're a playoff team, I consider you a title contender because you're only one of 14 teams playing. So, yeah, I would give the 49ers a better chance to win a title than the Valkyries because, they know a little bit about what it's going to take to get back to a Super Bowl, and the Valkyries are pretty much in uncharted territory. And I think objectively, the talent on both teams, I think the 49ers have more talent and are more ready to do it, but – by the same token, the 49ers are probably more fragile than the Valkyries. The Valkyries have a style and, they don't have a superstar, so they got a system. But, the Niners, if they have injuries and get a couple bad breaks, it's possible that they could have a long season.
I hear you. Let me just run this by you because it's obvious that we feel like, through three games that the Valkyries have a Lynx problem. But what about the fact, am I overreacting, or let me know if I'm omitting something because the Niners were banged up, but those eight quarters against Seattle, who is the defending Super Bowl champion, they suffocated the Niners in two big games. So I guess when I look and you ask me that question, I think about, am I overreacting because now the Niners are going to come into this season healthy? They got a Mike Evans, so maybe that gap from McDonald's defense – and Kyle's offense is not as big as it appears to be? Or was that just the Niners were banged up and Seattle took advantage of them twice?
That's what we'll probably find out this year, quite frankly. But, yeah, we're going to get into the Niners. Obviously, they've got an exhibition game tonight against the Chargers, second exhibition game out of three this season. And one of the things that's, interesting to me is that this year, the 49ers seem to be in a little different boat, and what I mean by that is I feel like in the last few years, we've talked about the 49ers as a Super Bowl contender, and I don't feel like we're talking about them like that this year, and my question would be why. Is it simply because we think that they're too old and they're not going to be able to make it through the year? Is that the reason that we're not talking about them like contenders? I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also want to get into, I don't really want to take shots at my guys in the morning, but...
What happened?
I may have to.
Lubman and Spadoni.
But Spadoni's really on my good side right now. But
oh, no.
I may have to talk about
it. Well, you had, I don't know where you're, what you're talking about. I can't wait.
We are going to do something.
Yeah, there we are. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And something big is coming on September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans. The countdown has begun, and all roads lead to Game Day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states, California, Arizona, Texas, Florida, every single one of them. Every fan is in on the excitement. One app, every sport, all 50 states. DraftKings Game Day is yours. So remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day is the kickoff of a new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. So get pumped and get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code 957THEGAME. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 957THEGAME. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC-registered introducing broker. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 every 7 days via click to claim issued in non-withdrawable predictions dollars that expire in a year. Ends August 23rd. Terms, dkng.co/predictions promo, nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability, varies by state.
Friends will help you move, but real friends will help you move a body.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Vince!
All right, so I come in today and I find out, and like, does anybody know when all this, when all this crap started? Where they made a day something?
Oh, it's National Radio Day. Congrats.
So, yeah, right. When did they? It's National Apple Pie Day.
Oh,
then it's National Cheerleader Day.
Go Warriors!
Then it's National Engineers Day.
Yay!
Then it's National
Pancake
Weatherman Day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when did that start?
I couldn't tell you, buddy, but it seems like you don't like it.
So what do we do? So it's National Radio Day. So let's spend the day being self-serving. Let's pander and let's act like we're more important than we are.
No, you pay homage to whatever.
To what?
To National Apple Day or National Watch Day, whatever it is. National Radio Day.
Oh, yeah, we're so great.
See, why?
888-957-9570. What's so great about radio? Who's your favorite radio person? Why do you listen to radio?
No, it would be more like, what's radio mean to you? Used to be my best.
What does radio mean to you? What radio?
When I was single, Stanley, it was
feelings about something that's intangible.
No, that's how you feel. I feel the opposite. It's my best friend. It's been my best friend. And you know what? Unlike a lot of people in your life that come and go, it's always there.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Happy National Radio Day.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me prove how little people care. 888-957-9570 is the number. What is it about radio? Oh, that makes it so great. Yeah, 888, let's fill the lines. Let's okay. Let's pack the lines with what? Why are we so great?
No, that's
what
not
makes
the
us
take.
So great.
It's bigger than us.
Give me a break. I don't like self-serving. It's
I like
just
the,
not yeah. my cup of tea.
I like the intimacy.
Do your job and keep your mouth shut. That's what my dad taught me.
Shout out, rest in peace, Pops.
He's 2.5 years now. And he said his lessons still resonate to this day.
I got to tell you something, Stoney. Rest
National
in peace, Pops.
Radio Day.
I went to the Valkyrie game.
They lost.
Hey, so I didn't. Spadoni said I snapped the streak. But listen. I go into Splash waiting on some folks. They're a little late. I ain't telling on nobody. I was by myself and enjoyed it. You ever just been somewhere?
All the time.
Dude, I was like, I need to do this more. Did you have to talk? This bunch of screens everywhere.
So nobody knew who you were?
No, a little beverage.
Oh, because usually.
Oh, my God, something happened. Keep going, talking. Well, keep talking, Steiny. I got to issue an apology here. Just keep going.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let me talk about National Radio Day.
Here we go.
You know, this is one of the most grueling businesses a man or woman can enter into. The field is very dicey in these days.
Yeah.
But we keep plugging away, and, you know, we plug away without complaint. We work very hard. We work so much harder than most people think. We work harder than most of you out there, quite frankly, and what a better day than today to talk about how great we are on National Radio Day.
Dude, you
have you figured out what you're going to say yet?
Okay. I'm issuing, this is real because it hurt me when it was sent. So Evan and I went and had Caesar salad after the show to celebrate his birthday. I paid. And I was leaving.
Yeah.
And you know I got problems with the caddy. So I'm locked in because I have no rearview mirror. Jay Simon, I apologize to you.
Who is he? Who is she?
He's a listener. He's a listener.
No, and
apparently he saw me at First in Market and yelled guru 7 or 8 times. And then he goes, you were bumping Snoop Dogg, but you ignored me. By the way, you need to get your brakes changed. So I was so locked in with not having the rearview mirror, I didn't hear him say goo. So I said, you know what? That's on me. And Jay Simon, if I hear anybody acknowledge me out in public, I always respond. I was so paranoid. You know, I didn't want to get pulled over. I was just trying to get to the Bay Bridge. I'm sorry. And Jay, you are the guy. I'm not that guy. He said my name 7 or 8 times. And I had Snoop Dogg blasting, so I didn't hear him.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's a hell of a story.
Well, it happened. First in Market. Yeah. I just hate about the brakes.
So you just spent 3 minutes on a guy saying, hey, goo.
Well, he did that 7 times.
Well, apparently you didn't hear any of them.
Yeah, I had the music playing and I was locked in.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name? Jay Simon?
Yeah, Jay Simon.
Well, Jay, let me tell you something, Jay. I'm going to tell you the same thing that I tell Guru when Guru sees a pro athlete. He's just a guy, Guru, okay? you don't need to genuflect when you see him out in the Bay Area.
Dude, stop.
All right? He's just a guy. He puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like you. Listen, I know it's National Radio Day, but there's no need to be enamored with us.
Just saying hello. I don't think he was enamored.
Can you guys in the studio confirm that Lubman and Spadoni have left the building?
No. They have not. I
don't know. But who cares? When do you care?
I just don't care.
Call them out. I don't want to get being a little cat. Quit being a little cat.
All right. Look, I don't.
Little
ass. This ain't going to be the show. But, all right. Listen, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is one of those. What are we doing?
All right. I'm all ears, man.
You're not taking Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert. What are you doing? Like, what are we doing?
Praise hell.
Oh, Steiny, you know what?
Steiny, who would you take? You know what? The hell with who'd I take. Here's how I'll answer it. Who do you think Kyle Shanahan would take?
Right.
Let's go. I mean, what are we doing? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So, Brock's had more success. Okay, well then just, fine. Stack resumes against each other, and then the answer is fine. Purdy's got a better resume. Come on.
I heard it started.
What are you doing?
I got you. And Herbert looks like he was made in the lab.
Kyle Shanahan, I mean, he just would not know what to do with Justin Herbert.
They got ratings, too, so they were, you know, throwing a little placating to the fans. I didn't say anything to him, but I heard that, and I was like, you know what? And I just think of when people ponder that question, I think of the other non-Niner quarterback under the tutelage of Kyle, and what would Herbert be under Kyle? But that dude, he looks like he was made in a lab, you know?
I mean,
I wish you would have told that to him face-to-face.
He said something about it yesterday, and I hit him on it. Spino knows I love him.
Yeah. Italian stallion.
Yeah.
And Lubman too, though, huh? Purdy was his choice. You filling in for Butch. I get it. Right.
Oh, we got a. Let's go to line two. Who knows where he is? He's on a scooter. Joe Spadoni. Hey, Joe. How you doing?
He's called in.
Okay. First of all, it was who is the better quarterback? Not who are you taking?
Okay, well,
not
Herbert's
who's better.
Kyle
Shanahan. Who's the better quarterback?
Herbert.
Brock Purdy or Justin Herbert?
Right, it's Herbert.
Is Purdy Steiny?
It's Herbert.
Why?
I love you for calling,
what,
Joe.
I'll tell you what. I'll get down to a Kyle Shanahan press conference and ask him to give you your answer.
But Spazzoni, he's had more success.
I don't want to get a ticket because there's a cop right near me. I'm going to get in trouble, so I got to go. But it's Brock Purdy. Night-night.
Thanks, Joe.
I just watched Steiny bail on that answer right now.
Oh, there's Loveman. They're coming for you. Malachi Crunch. A lot of people don't get that reference. Oh, that's
what?
Malachi Crunch.
I know what that is.
Pinky Tuscadero. Happy days. Dude, I'm in a great mood. You don't care. But ask me how I got to the stadium.
What stadium?
Chase.
That's not a stadium. That's an arena.
Arena. You
It'd be like Santa Clara. Okay. That's a stadium.
All right, we got that out the way. Dude, I took a line bike. The scooter.
Nice.
It's just, I feel like a motorcycle. And then I took
Patty
it back.
In the shop?
No, it was I didn't want to pay parking. So I just kept it at the garage here.
Okay.
Yeah. And had my first ever Kenny. Didn't know these existed. Hennessy Margarita.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Snoop Dogg concert. Watch out tomorrow. Yeah.
Wait, Snoop's having a concert?
Yeah. It's not Snoop Dogg. E-40 and Too Short. I was bumping Snoop Dogg. San Jose.
You going?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Boy, you're real out and about, aren't you?
I feel it.
Well, you took a scooter or the bike? Which
the
one?
Bike. The bike. But now they've combined the bike to where you don't got to stand up erect. You could sit on it. They got a seat now on the line bike.
It's called a motorcycle.
That's how I felt. So I was cruising. I just wanted to keep driving. I got to the caddy like I had more fun on the bike.
I'll tell you what.
You've seen me on it. Yeah. Radio Row.
YouTube bringing up a blast from the past. You mentioned the Malachi Crunch. Of course, that makes me think of Pinky Tuscadero.
I just said her name.
Yeah.
She was. I had a crush on her.
And I forgot she did have a sister, Leather. Remember?
Now that I don't remember.
Pretty sure there were two of them. But Pinky was the main character.
She was incredible.
Yeah, she was very nice.
Yeah. She's and Suzanne Summers. I had that poster in my room. Suzanne Summers. No, Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. You're close.
People saying I'm having a midlife moment, but it's all good.
Oh, let's go to Suzette. Suzette's in Oakland.
Hey.
Hey, Suzette.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
How's my favorite box of chocolates, Goo?
Yeah, we hanging in, getting a little older, but we hanging in, Suzette.
Hey. Okay, Goo, you know, I hope you guys can give me a moment. Okay, I haven't called in a long time. I've been going through a lot. And I wanted to just say, you know, radio today, you know, I listen to you guys all the time. And to me, that's right. It is self-serving to me because you guys are the light. You guys are my North Star. You know, I'm going to be 63. And I've been going through so much that I want to just do a shout-out and prayers. And the man that taught me football is Greg Papa. Okay?
Yep.
I didn't know that he was going through so much. And I love that man. He taught me the sport. I say prayers to him and his family. And I love you guys. And I just want to say, radio, whenever you need it, and it's like if there is a national disaster, I mean, radio does a lot for a lot of people.
Mm.
And it brings you together.
No doubt.
So I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to be 63. Greg Papa's 63. And you know what? You just got to live your life, Goo. And, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. And you just take the high ground, Goo, because you know people in that radio station picks on you, but I know where you're coming from.
I love that.
And you know what? I love you because you're my box of chocolates, and
I love you too, Suzette.
You know what? And Steiny, you're up there with me in age too. So I forgive you, but I love you guys.
You're the best, Suzette.
Thank you, Suzette.
And shout out, Greg Papa, Steiny.
I mean.
Man,
yes, absolutely.
No doubt.
Prayers up for Papa.
Like Steiny.
All right. I'm not going to be able to just rip
no
us.
No doubt. No, you can't.
Suzette, you're killing me with the consideration, but we love you. Thank you so much.
Not to
and
make
by the
it
way,
about
let me.
Me
tell you something.
Yeah.
Suzette, 63? That's hot.
No.
That's hot. You got to like that.
Well, It's kind of weird. She's right. I'm hot.
What I'm saying is, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you something right now. You young punks.
Yeah. Well.
Because
talk to him.
Suzette and I are in the same age bracket.
Yeah.
You think life stops when you get to be our age? Hit the pike.
You look great.
This is when the action comes, baby.
Let's go.
She knows. She knows.
That's my girl. Yeah.
I mean, I am just full of life right now.
I've had dark moments, death in the family, and the radio's been there for me. Breakups, and I'm keeping it real. I know we're nobody, Steiny, but how many people, and it only takes one, have we been out and about, and they say, yeah, I'm going through this or that, and you and Steiny's banter gets us through. I just melt like we did the pre and post Oracle, let me finish, for a couple years. Mm-hmm. That was a theme.
It happened twice. In 9 years.
All it takes is one for
one guy. One guy.
Kenny, don't fall for it,
One guy broke his arm, and he listened to us in the hospital for a day, and he said we helped him get it through. The other guy had appendicitis.
I'm going to fight you, man.
You guys are healers? Is that what you're saying? You're healers?
I hadn't looked at it like that. No, I'm just saying the radio is so intimate, man.
It's actually the furthest thing from intimate.
To you.
We can sit in this room, talk like we're talking to nobody, even though we're talking to everybody. It's actually, it's like radio is one of the biggest cop-outs that you could really come up with. I mean, seriously.
Sonny, stop.
I just get to spout off. There are no consequences. If I don't want to have an opposing point of view, I'll just hang up on somebody. It's the ultimate selfish platform.
You're missing the point. You're missing the importance you have on people's lives.
I can't do this.
But people tune in just because of you and your imperfections.
They tune in because their radio station is already set to 95.7, and they don't know how to change the preset.
You know, get back to arguing now.
Don't tell Scotty. Scotty was in my top five.
We are so... I would say this. Anytime you come up with an overrated list, radio guys have to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Well, Radnich was one of the best to do it. Barbieri, Angels Fly because they take themselves lightly. Tolbert. Steiny, those guys got me through, man.
That's right. And you know what they were? They were vintage radio. They were what it's all about. We are not them. Don't you get it? They are and were on a different level. Barbieri, Tolbert, Radnich, your boy Pete Franklin. We are not them.
And nobody's
saying
that.
They are pioneers.
Yes.
We are followers.
Dude, people love you, man.
We stink.
Embrace it.
All right, let's go to West Oakland Holloway, one of our favorites.
Yeah, he is the man.
It's National Radio Day. Oh, my God.
West Oakland.
Can y'all hear me, man?
Yes, sir. What's up, baby?
All right, what's going on? So, Son, you got me laughing today. So, listen, there's two reasons why I think people be so in tune with the radio. One is because of what y'all are doing, the personalities. People love personalities. You know, they love to pick sides, choose sides, who they like more, and such, so on, so on. But I think the main thing is radio, to me, is America's favorite pastime.
Wow.
Because if you on the road, you stuck somewhere, Steiny, and a game might be on, you could just tune in and you listen to a whole football game for 2-3 hours, and you just, next thing you know, you in Tucson somewhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So beautiful.
I think it's America's favorite pastime for one, but Steiny, I gotta ask you this.
Sure.
You familiar with a payday, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the candy bar.
Sure,
payday.
Absolutely.
I gotta put this man on blast.
Oh no, here we go. Stan.
Do you know? Have you ever heard of a chocolate payday? Have you ever eaten a chocolate payday before, Stan?
A chocolate
payday candy bar.
Yeah.
I've never. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah,
it came in the white package.
Caramel, right? Yeah. Peanut.
But I guess he's saying there's a chocolate one.
Oh. I gotta try it.
Oh boy, we got problems.
Okay, so I thought you were familiar with it, too. Maybe Evan might be the only one familiar with it. I don't know. But I was just, it was a comment about a Reggie bar that he made, so I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, he said Reggie bars were great.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And so he sent me on social media, go ahead, a picture of the chocolate payday. I've never seen it.
Gotcha.
That's pretty good, West Oakland.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Oh, God. Kenny's in my ear, Stani. Apparently, it's caramel. I said caramel.
No, you didn't say it.
Oh, he did.
What's I was trying up, to Kenny? Give you one. Yeah.
I'm not into correcting people. I'm not. They well, don't do anything for me.
We got to know somebody's wrong to correct them.
Could I give you some constructive criticism?
Sure,
and
on National Radio Day?
Yes,
yeah.
No, seriously.
I'm not a real host.
Stani, you are special. And Evan and I talked about this yesterday. I said, who's going to tell him? But I need you to do this for me this moving may, forward. You
might need to be a little careful here, but go ahead.
And I was there last night. And when you do the read for the Valkyries, it's Ballhalla.
Now I say?
Bow. And it's just and Evan, we look at each other, and I told him yesterday, I'm going to tell him on National Radio Day, it's Ballhalla.
Okay.
You what, say bow.
Where does the word come from? How do you say,
I did not
say? How do you say what it's a play on words with? What's the word that it's a play on words with?
Hala.
No, Valhalla. Valhalla. And they're trying to say Ballhalla, so it doesn't work. You see what I'm saying? The name of the place is Valhalla.
Yeah.
So that's why I say Valhalla. Sorry. When you say Ballhalla, it doesn't.
I've heard Valhalla.
Ring
though.
A back. That's wrong.
That's well, so right. Is the read, too, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh.
Well, maybe Guru can do
no,
it then.
No, that's how
he seems to be
we
very,
got an open relationship to where I could just share that with you. But when I hear it, I'm like, it's Ballhalla. But now you, hey, I'm going to text Evan.
You know what? I won't use it anymore. No,
hey, see, we're better than this.
We're not really. See, that's the other thing.
You couldn't you wait to see what I was
just because we're radio people that we're better than this. No, we're not. We're worse.
Oh.
We are. Oh, my God. Hey, it's National Radio Day today. What's so great about... Hey, what do you love about Steiny and Gouin? What do you
it's
what do you not like
us.
About Steiny and
it's
Gouin?
It's bigger than us.
Situation.
Yeah, coach. It's bigger than us.
Let's go to Nick from San Francisco.
Nick,
maybe Gou would like to have 3 hours worth of compliments today. How great is Gou? 888-957-9570.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Nick.
Well, hello. How are you, gentlemen?
Hey,
first time, long time. Just wanted to say hello today.
Yeah, cool.
And I just got to go with this, Steiny. I've got to kill you with a little bit of kindness because the answer that I got for you is you all are a great comedy show. I'm obviously a sports head, and that's why I'm here. But your comedy and the other part of it is, man, there's no rerun. You know, I'm tuning in because it's not the same old thing every day. And it's always entertainment listening to you, gentlemen. So I just thought I'd call and just give you a quick just that and say what's
dude,
up.
That was dope.
Thank you, Nick.
There's
appreciate
no rerun.
It.
And he's right.
Compliments make me uncomfortable. What if I told you that?
Well, I know that about you. Well, do you get many? Evan checked in, Stani. He says it's spelled with two L's.
Tell Evan to get some rest.
Chicken
if he's
food.
Sick, get some rest. Otherwise, get your ass in the studio.
Kenny got it. Kenny hauled us down, young
shut
Chase.
Up, well, I guess we'll push Emmanuel Acho sound back. Yeah.
No, this is a great conversation.
No, it's not.
I want to hear how many people are going to back him up on his assessment.
I thought you meant the radio conversation is a great conversation. No, hey, it's a National Radio Day today. And
Your first partner here was O'Connell?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
See, that's why he just...
It was Sean O'Connell.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
I listen to you every day at work.
You know, I was like one of those... fill-ins for a while.
No, you I mean, were like, part of the show, O'Connell and Steinmetz.
Yeah, it was, okay. It was a two-hour show. It's basically part-time.
We did a two-hour show.
Hopefully we're headed to that again someday, very soon.
Oh, my man.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Giants won.
Yeah, what did you make of the tugboat? Steiny, he's a big boy.
You know, let me tell you something.
6'4", 260, 6'1", 240.
He's going to.
Yeah.
You like him, don't you?
No, I didn't say any of that. I just, he's hope. That's what they need. That's pretty. What? They got to play that in its own next. That's pretty damn good. You get it, right?
I get it. Somebody, Evan asked, hey, anything the Giants could do, you know, last 6 weeks that would make you feel optimistic? It's like. I don't think so.
It's spring training for me with them.
But here's the problem they have now is even if a guy or two emerges the last 6 weeks, don't mean anything.
And that's why I called it spring training, man.
But they won.
1-0.
Yeah, they won 1-0. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I'll play the Acho on the other side, but here's my question to 49er fans on National Radio Day. How come we're not talking about them like Super Bowl contenders? Like, this feels like the first year that they're not really talking Super Bowl or bust. Not that they ever came out and said it.
I got my answer.
Why? Well, there can be many answers.
Yeah, I got you.
And but why aren't we? Because, you know, I'm hearing a few of the national guys talking, and they're saying there's no reason the 49ers shouldn't be there. Mm. So I think it's time to get into what our realistic expectations of this team are right now. 888-957-9570. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Hey, your golf game may not be perfect, but it can still make a difference. Join Pettinelli Financial Partners for the 11th annual charity tournament at Harding Park, and it benefits the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area, on Friday, September 11th. Go to PettinelliFP.com to learn more.